Welcome to News Review. British Prime Minister Theresa May has asked the European Union to delay Brexit until June the 30th. In a letter to the European Council President, May said the extension is to allow the divided British lawmakers to agree on a withdrawal deal. Downing Street also said the country will prepare for the upcoming European Parliament elections. It noted that if an agreement was reached before June the 30th, Britain will propose to end the extension earlier. British Foreign Minister Jeremy Hunt says the UK has no choice but to accept a long delay to its departure from the EU if Parliament fails to agree on a solution.
Well, it's obviously not optimal to have any extension at all, and we have a plan to leave the EU and deliver on the referendum result, which we put before Parliament a number of times. We still hope to leave the EU in the next couple of months. That's our ambition. We don't have a majority in Parliament, and that means that we have to have these discussions with Jeremy Corbyn to see if there is enough common ground to do that. But if we can't find a way through with Parliament, then we have no choice.
Meanwhile, the UK's opposition leader party says it can reach a deal on customs arrangements with the government. The Labour, however, says it is not likely to support any Brexit proposal unless it includes a new referendum. The opposition party is meeting the government on Friday for a third day of talks over Brexit. I'm going to be discussing this issue with Amina Taylor, our correspondent in London, who is joining us via satellite to the right of your screens. Also on the left, you will see Professor Rodney Shakespeare, commentator and professor of economics through Skype out of London. Thank you very much, both of you, for joining this edition of News Review on Press TV. I'm going to begin with Amina. Day by day, it seems to enter a new phase. I want you to tell our viewers, what phase of Brexit are we witnessing now?
Oh, heavens. When Theresa May stood on the steps of Downing Street and said Brexit meant Brexit, perhaps what she failed to add to that statement was it meant a protracted period of absolutely no compromise or common ground or agreement in Parliament. It meant going cap in hand on multiple occasions to the Europeans and saying, please, may we have an extension, sir. What it meant was going into bed with a man that many in your own Conservative Party have called an anti-Semite, a Marxist, and a friend of terrorists. So if we move to a space now, this can only be these are times that none of us would have fathomed, because quite frankly, the fact that the Conservatives did not have a plan going into this, and they do not have a plan now, and chances are the 30th of June as a deadline may come and go. That is my own prediction, because I do not understand how consensus can be reached on these issues when the country, the Parliament, the Prime Minister's own cabinet has failed to do so since June 3 years ago in 2016, when Britain voted to leave the European Union. I think if you're looking for a definition of these times, it's unstable, it's chaotic, and no one seems to have any answers to the questions about how do we go forward, how do we try and mend a divided Britain, and how do we try and pay other parliamentary attention to things like austerity, things like anti-terrorism laws in this country, things like poverty. There's a whole raft of ideas here that do not include Brexit, and I'm afraid Brexit is taking center stage to the detriment of other things.
That's right. Professor Shakespeare, Amina said something that I'd like to pick on. 3 years ago, it's already 3 years, and it has not happened yet. I want to get your comments on that. Who do we put this on the account of?
Well, firstly, I would like to answer your first question to Amina. You asked what phase we are in, and I think the answer is the disintegration phase. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I would like to say that the date all along has not been April the 12th. It's actually April the 10th. And as a result, everything is now moving into complete fluidity with no resolution and no way forward. And on April the 10th, the UK is essentially going to put itself into the hands of Europe. Perhaps if I stop there for the moment and come back to what Europe will do, but it is complete chaos. There is no agreement. There is selfishness all the way round. People being unwilling to cooperate. They think that only what they want. They can't even see that they could maybe live with something else. To cooperate could be the way forward. It is a disgraceful situation. And if you want a symbol for what has happened, yesterday in the House of Commons, water flooded through the main chamber and stopped all business in the House of Commons. And I think that seems to be an expression of fate, saying what it thinks of the way the UK is behaving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back to Amina. Amina, I'm just going to give you some dates. You have April the 10th. We have May the 23rd for the European parliamentary elections. We have June the 30th right now, which is literally in less than 2 months. And then we have about a year from now. This is the newest thing that I'm getting, that, you know, Donald Tusk is basically thinking right now that this is my personal take, I'm thinking that this one-year idea of his is because he just wants to be stopped from pestering from Theresa May, that, you know, comes to him with a new thing every time. What do you think about these dates and of course, the one-year period?
Well, I think if you listen very carefully to the clip of Jeremy Hunt there, the Foreign Secretary, when he said it's Britain's hope that they will leave the EU in a couple of months, that from the Foreign Secretary said everything we needed to know, that the dates mean nothing. And this is all about shifting the goalposts and kicking things into the long grass. Because Professor Shakespeare mentioned a few things there that I'd just like to add to the answer I'm about to give. Because people are so ideologically wedded to certain ideas that they can't enter into the spirit of compromise, it makes it very difficult to stick to these dates. Because after all, if we were looking for these dates to mean anything, it would have been March the 29th. It would have been a week and change ago when we were supposed to leave the European Union. And there could have been agreement from both sides of the House, from the ERG, from those DUP members within the whole conservative movement, about finding some kind of commonalities. Yes, an agreement is only a success if both parties walk away from it feeling slightly hard done by, but able to live with what they've been granted. And no one is willing to accept that. So the dates you mentioned there, April the 10th, when essentially the EU takes control, June the 30th, when we're supposed to again leave after that day, these dates for me are just arbitrary numbers on my calendar for the moment.
Okay. Professor Shakespeare, of course, we also have the issue. You mentioned something about being left in the hands of the EU in your previous comments. I want you to elaborate on that a little bit further, how bad it will be. And question number two from you, basically how bad it'll look for the government, because these things amount to people losing faith in politics.
Yes. First of all, the EU, as Amina said, the EU holds the cards. Theresa May is asking for an extension, but the EU will decide on whether there will be an extension at all. And if there is, what will be the conditions? Well, we've already had one admission by the UK government, which is that there's going to be the elections to the EU taking place. There's no doubt that that's now going to happen. As to where you go from here, and in British politics, you are looking at a mass, possibly a splits left, right and centre in the government, in the Conservative Party, and to some extent in the Labour Party. This is not good for the government. Another aspect coming forward is that the government is probably going to be forced to have a confirmatory referendum vote, assuming that they can agree on anything. We're going into a period of complete absolute chaos, and for the immediate moment, the cards are held by Europe, and you can expect them to put down what they want, which will be certainly EU elections, and I might guess it will certainly be they will say, we've had enough, you can have a year to go on and sort yourselves out, which is, of course, is what the government does not want, that long, long delay.
Okay, thank you very much to both of you. I had the pleasure of hosting Professor Rodney Shakespeare, commentator and professor of economics, via Skype out of London. I also had Amina Taylor with her take on that issue out of London via satellite. I like to appreciate both of you for your time. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, viewers, for watching this edition of News Reviews.